Lake Effect brings you conversations about what's happening in Milwaukee and the people, places, and organizations that shape the community. This is Lake Effect Spotlight from WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Two Milwaukee musicians recently released an album that's a jazzy twist on the musical Fiddler on the Roof. Some of the songs were even recorded on the roof of a local synagogue. WUWM's Mayon Silver talked to vibraphonist Mitchell Shiner and Hazan, a.k.a. Cantor, and flautist Jeremy Stein about the project.
When you get a couple of musicians in a studio together, they've got to jam. Whether that's on a melodica or a flute. That includes the soulful tunes of tradition, the opening number of Fiddler on the Roof, which is a musical about a Jewish milkman, Tevye. He's living in a Russian town called Anatevka in the early 1900s, navigating persecution, but also changing times. Jeremy Stein and Mitchell Shiner have broken out into an impromptu version of the number. It's also on their new album, On the Roof, Jazz Impressions of Fiddler, which they recorded in part in a studio and in part on the roof of the Beth Israel Synagogue in Glendale, where Stein works as a cantor. The whole thing came about because Stein likes to go up on his synagogue roof and think. And one day, it dawned on him that he should play up there with Shiner and a whole band.
And I brought Mitch, the next time he was with me, I brought him up. I said, Mitch, I brought him out on the roof. I said, we're going to do a concert on the roof. And he looked at me.
You have a deadpan face.
Right. And I said, we're going to play jazz impressions of Fiddler on the Roof, on the roof. He said, that sounds crazy. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Then I followed up with, does your insurance allow for something like this?
Here's one of Stein's flute solos. Shiner calls him a jazzy Hazan. Hazan is the Hebrew word for cantor.
Yeah, so that's the scale that I was playing, which goes very naturally with that music. Is if you were in a klezmer environment, you would call it Fregish. If you were in a synagogue environment, you would call it a Havaraba. It's the scale. And you get these notes. And
is that the fifth mode of harmonic minor?
It is more or less.
More thereabouts?
Yeah. And a lot of different cultures have that scale in it, but in a Jewish context.
Jews really dig it.
Yes.
Yeah. Something inside of me awakens with that sound, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Shiner notes that all cantors are fabulous singers, and many can play guitar and other instruments.
But I don't know too many cantors or Hazans who can shred jazz flute. I mean, that is absolutely something so special and unique about Jeremy.
Shiner, who plays vibraphone on the album, gets out of the box in his solos as well, infusing them with a deep understanding of jazz and Latin jazz traditions and Jewish spirit.
I mean, a big part of the jazz tradition is the blues tradition, of course, and I tried to blend a little bit of that harmonic minor sound, but also throw in a lot of blues licks as well.
Fiddler on the Roof is well known for favorites like Tradition, To Life, and If I Were a Rich Man. Shiner and Stein's album has renditions of those, but also lesser known tracks. Like this version of Do You Love Me, which is originally a duet between Tevye, the main character, and Golde, his wife, after he asks her if she loves him after 25 years of marriage. Shiner and Stein play it as a duet between flute and vibraphone. Here's Stein.
It was just this very back and forth conversation. And I thought, wouldn't it be funny if Mitch and I recreated that conversation, just the two of us? And that's that track I'm playing alto flute, which is a larger, lower version of the standard flute. And I thought that would be a nice way to embody Tevye, the baritone.
Proceeds from the rooftop concert where Shiner and Stein recorded some of the album went to organizations supporting housing advocacy in Milwaukee, like Pathfinders, Jewish Family Services, and Ovation Communities, Jewish Senior Living. So it's Fiddler on the Roof on a roof to support roofs.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
exactly.
Getting roofs over people's heads.
There's a free album release party open to the public on Sunday, February 23rd at 4 p.m. at Beth Israel Ner Tamid Synagogue in Glendale. The album will be on sale for $18, with profits going to the synagogue's Social Action Committee. 18 is a special number in Jewish numerology, signifying life. So I suppose we could say, to life. To life, to life, l'chaim. For Lake Effect, I'm Mayan Silver.
You can find more interviews like this one by visiting wuwm.com/lakeeffect. And while you're there, subscribe to the Lake Effect Spotlight podcast.